В имя Отца и Сына и Святого Духа. Аминь. Слава Иисусу Христу! Glory to Jesus Christ! So two friends got together. And one says to the other, you know, I've stopped worrying. I no longer worry about anything. I hired a guy and he does all my worrying for me. And his friend says, that's great, but how much does it cost? He says, oh, $5,000 a week. He says, where are you going to get the money to afford this? The guy says, well, it's not my worry. But there is something that we all need to worry about, and that is death. And that is at the center of the gospel today. Цю 20-ту неділю після зіслання Святого Духа ми чуємо в апостольському читанні про те, що святий Павло одержав те, що він знає з доброї новини Христової, не від якихось людей. Він цього ані не прочитав, ані не слухав когось іншого, але із безпосереднього об'явлення від Бога. І ми над тим будемо застановлятися сьогодні. Але також ми чуємо історію про вдову з Наїну і її помершого сина. І це нас заставляє подумати над смертю. Бо нікого з нас не мене ця дійсність. Нас усіх чекає смерть. І питання в тому є, чи ми є готові на ту смерть. Ми знаємо, що ми маємо з Господом стрінутися після смерті. Але в якому стані ми є? Чи ми є готові на цю зустріч? You know, I've been at the deathbeds of many people in my life as a priest. And I must say that very few seem to be ready for what they were about to encounter. And that is the direct presence of the Lord, who would reveal to them their entire life, show them both the good and the evil they had done. Now, this encounter with the Lord, you would think, would require some preparedness. We hear increasingly in all kinds of materials on the internet, on television, in magazines, there are books coming out about emergency preparedness. And the rising number of extreme weather experiences makes people think, well, am I ready? And so some people will stock extra water in their homes. Some people even have a bag ready, a bug out bag. This is the necessities that you need to have with you if you have to leave in an emergency. Just imagine the wildfires in California. When they knock on your door and say, you've got to get out, you've got to get out. That's no time to start thinking, now what should I take with me? Emergency preparedness. But are we prepared for the emergency of leaving not our house, but our home, the body in which we've lived all our lives, to stand before God and to give an account of everything that we have done. Нікого з нас не мене смерть. Ми вже чуємо, як смерть стукає до наших дверей. Всякі болі, всякі недуги. Журимося про те, чи буде досить грошей. Якщо би ми довго жили і затяжно хворували. Бо це є дуже тяжка ситуація. Чи буде досить, щоб ми не попали до того пекла, яким може бути дім для перестарілих, який є проваджений урядом за публічні гроші і в яких людей не трактують з найбільшою гідністю. Ми журимося про те в супружах, хто перший піде. Я знаю, що ми з дружиною часто про це думаємо. Я їй кажу, та я би не знав, що робити без тебе. А вона мені каже, ти ще щасливий, бо ти ще можеш залишитися в цьому домі. А якби тебе не стало, я би мусила випроваджуватися звідси, бо інший священник прийшов би. Так що ти ліпше жий довго. Смерть – це дійсність. І ми мусимо з тою дійсністю собі давати раду. Світ хоче, щоб ми втікали від тої дійсності. Забавлялися різними річми і не думали про те, що нас не мине. The world certainly gives us a lot of distractions. We don't have to look very far. Most of us carry smartphones. We can keep ourselves busy with that no matter what situation. Used to be when you went to a doctor's office, you hoped that the magazines would be good. Right? Because you'd have to wait there. Nowadays, you can bring your reading material with you in a very convenient way. You can surf the internet. There's so many things you can do. At any time in our day, if we get the urge to get stimulated by something, we can turn to the phone. And we can get the latest news. We can get economic forecasts. We can look at what the weather is going to be for the next 10 days. We can look at what our friends that we left behind in the Northeast are going through, especially in the winter. There's a certain pleasure that we take in measuring the difference in temperature or the difference in humidity that we experience. There is never a time when we are without this constant stimulation. Television, radio, you can hardly ever walk into a store without music that has been selected by psychologists to put you in a good mood to shop, to let go of as much money as possible. You can't walk into a store without that playing. Distraction is the name of the game, so that we don't think about what's really real. And what's really real is that one of these days, it's all going to end, and you and I are going to leave the bodies with which we are familiar, and we will face an entirely new existence. Moving to a new city is very confusing. Going from high school to university is very confusing. Imagine leaving the body and the world of sense perception. What will that be like? Am I ready for that? Have I done enough to prepare for that? Чи ми приготовляємося до того? Чи тому, що це є неприємна думка, думка про смерть, ми це відкладаємо, відпихаємо на бік? Світ не може собі дати раду зі смертю. І тому в світі видумують всякі різні способи забути про смерть. Навіть похорони сьогодні стали такими, що не треба застановлятися над смертю. Є багато родин, які не мають взагалі похоронів, але тільки дають спалити тіло. І дякую, що полагодили мені проблему. Світ не хоче, щоб ми застановлялися над смертю, бо може ми тоді змінимо свої пріоритети щодо нашого життя і щодо нашого споживання. Бо ми живемо в споживацькому світі. Consumerism is totally opposed to the remembering of death. And yet, the great ascetics, the great holy men and women of the church lived by the motto, remember that you will die. And all these things, all these creature comforts that you rely on will suddenly be meaningless. Now, sure, I love the fact that in my home, I can set up things the way I want. That's why I really don't like to travel, because it throws off all my routines. When I take a shower, I have an exact place where I take off and put my glasses. I have a place for my toothbrush. I have things planned out that things are convenient for me. The problem is that we're going to have to let go of all of that. How disoriented will we be? Well, if the constant companion of our life is Jesus Christ, then death will not be so much a parting as a welcome. Oh Lord, there you are. You've been with me all these years. I've been talking to you. We've been walking together. It's good to see you. I've got a couple of old friends visiting from Chicago today here in the pews. And, you know, it's so good to see them. We just heard each other on the phone a few days ago when we had a board meeting of the Sheptytsky Institute Foundation, because Dr. Brovar is a long-time member of the board. But hearing his voice is different from seeing him and his wife. And so, if we have this companionship with the Lord now, then that moment of meeting Him will overshadow all the change in circumstances. That will be as nothing when compared to looking into the eyes of the Lord. And remember that Jesus Christ is ascended in His resurrected body. And so He does have eyes that you can look into. It will be not as strange as meeting the Holy Spirit, for example, whom we don't know even how to imagine. And so we usually depict him as a dove, and he took that form for only a few seconds. In all of eternity, he appeared in the form of a dove for only a few seconds. And yet, well, that at least is something that we can imagine. But Jesus, we will be able to look into his face and see in that face the mercy, the love. We call out again and again, Hospode, pomiluj, Lord, have mercy. And we will suddenly see the culmination of all of this in his face. We will see the mercy, not just abstractly call upon it. We will experience his love. You know how it is when someone that you love and you haven't seen for a long time, you come into their presence, just being in their presence, there's an immediate bond. You feel the love, the friendship, the goodness. You don't have to think about it. So we will come face to face with the Lord. And we need to be preparing for it. We need to be talking to him. We need to be looking at our lives and thinking about emergency preparedness. Not short term, but long term preparedness. That's precisely why, after his conversion experience in Damascus, on the road to Damascus, St. Paul took 3 years to go into the wilderness of Arabia. Where that exactly was, biblical scholars are constantly arguing. But it's interesting that right before God gave an incredible mystical experience to the prophet Elijah, he took him into the desert. And that's where he had that famous experience of the great windstorm, with all of its noise and power, and then an earthquake, and then finally a still, small voice whispering to him. And it was in that last one that he realized that's God talking. We already heard in previous weeks St. Paul describe his mystical experience, whether in the body, I don't know, whether without the body, I don't know, God knows. I was taken up to the third heaven and I experienced things that human beings don't usually experience. That probably happened somewhere during those 3 years. It may have happened once and was so powerful that it equipped him for the rest of his days. Or it might have happened repeatedly because he did not have many distractions. He was so convinced, as a Pharisaic Jew, in the importance of every iota of the law, he says, I was following the traditions of my forefathers with undue zeal, exaggerated importance was given to those ancestral traditions. Suddenly he sees in very clear terms that, wow, it's all changed. And so He wants to get to the core of this. That's why he goes into the desert, in order to seek the Lord. He wants the Lord to explain to him how there can be a new covenant that fulfills the old covenant and that frees human beings. That freedom that he will preach throughout his life, he has to experience it, because he had been trapped by preconceived notions so long that he persecuted Christians for acting as if they were free. Святий Павло хотів безпосередно пережити близькість з Богом, щоб він міг нести цю добру новину тисячам, соткам тисяч людей по цілому тоді знаному світі. А в нас, для нас питання є, ну, ми вже є в пустині, але ця пустиня не є такою тихою, якою була та, в якій перебував святий Павло. Ми маємо золоту нагоду все ж таки зробити собі спокій, тишу, щоб могти почути той тихенький голос Господній, що його почув Ілія в пустині, і що його почув в могутній спосіб, але, напевно, водночас в дуже тихенький спосіб. Святий Павло за час своїх 3 років перебування в пустині. So, there are a lot of worries that choke our lives. We worry about so many things. Remember the story of Martha and Mary. And Jesus says, Martha, you worry about so many details. Mary's got it right. She's focused. She's focused on what's really important. She's listening. So, if we want to be free of worry, the chances that we can hire somebody at $5,000 a week to worry for us are very slim. The chances that the person will still want to work for us after the first week is over and we haven't paid them are even slimmer. But we can do something. We can say, worrying has never helped anyone in any way. So what I'm going to dedicate myself to is listening. Because there's somebody who has all the answers to all the questions of my life. Those of temporal significance that I need to take care of now, because life goes on until it doesn't. And then those of eternal significance, those things which will still be meaningful when this world is no more for us. So don't worry. Get ready. It's going to be amazing. Amen. В ім'я Отця і Сина, і Святого Духа. Амінь. Слава Ісусу Христу! Glory to Jesus Christ!